This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. Well, I was terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill.
Yeah, she left her hair in San Francisco. Controversy bubbling up over a salon visit for the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She says it was a setup by a San Francisco hair salon. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us on the show. If it's your first time, woohoo! Oh, you're going to have fun because this is a jam-packed hour. So here's the scoop on Nancy Pelosi. It's true, the video shows it, and it's not a paranormal video. Maybe it's because I watched a few of those with my nephew. It's really true. It's Nancy Pelosi, and she was not wearing a mask. And, of course, that popped up and was served up all over the place. Pelosi said she was told by eSalon, where she had gone to get her hair done in her native San Francisco, that they were allowed to have one customer at a time inside their establishment. But salons in San Francisco have been closed since the coronavirus pandemic began, and only allowed to begin providing services outdoors on Tuesday. Yikes! Under the city's guidelines. Even I knew that, Nance. We've talked about it on the show before, and we've had many Californians on. Some of them have complained about it, and some say this is the big lockdown of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. Regardless, that is the case. That no, it's not one customer at a time, it's outside. So in the end, Nancy Pelosi said at a press conference in San Francisco, I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many, many times, that when they said that we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, that we could set up the time, I trusted that. As it turns out, it was a setup. So she keeps saying it was a setup, and the Republicans are just loving this because this is raw meat to the lions when over and over again Nancy Pelosi attacked the president for not having a mask mandate and saying how ridiculous it was, etc. So there's no question the footage does show her inside without a mask, and she's not denying that. She's saying that she was misled and set up. So now what about the salon? What do they have to say about that? Did they set her up? And the owner of the salon said that she has independent stylists working for her, that's normal, who rent chairs in the hair salon and claim that she can't control what they do if they rent the chairs from her. Wow. So, when it's all said and done, it's not done. An attorney representing the stylist who did Pelosi's hair, Jonathan DiNardo, said in a statement late on Wednesday that he had been authorized, by the owner of that establishment to do the hair of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. this isn't going away anytime soon. It could be in the people's court. Who knows in the end? But look, the bottom line is Nancy Pelosi got busted without a mask. And this is what we say about everybody else. You can't assume. Assuming is you know what. And she assumed. She assumed that she could. She didn't wear the mask. She didn't wear it. I have not been to a salon since January, since the end of January, and I finally went back because it was completely where temperature checks, sanitizing everything, and this just happened a couple of days ago. Everybody temperature checks the whole thing, and mask on, people, the whole time. Everybody had a mask on, I had a mask on, etc., because we know that salons are still kind of dicey in some areas. Not dicey necessarily where I am, but I wasn't taking any chances. So Nancy Pelosi doesn't do herself a favor or fellow Democrats by getting caught in that situation. All right, how about COVID-19? Where are we? So always at the top, I give you, sadly, the death odometer, the cases, that kind of thing, and there's controversy over that. So deaths that have been reported, COVID-19 deaths, 186,000 cases, 6.13 million. In the world, 25.8 million cases, 859,000 deaths. There's been a reversal, and I'm so not surprised. This was one of my mic drop moments a couple of days ago, and I got a call from someone in Iowa about this that said that they were listening to what I had to say and what some others had to say. I don't think I'm responsible for this, but it was something that completely stunned me, and I said, this is a huge test. Iowa State was going to play their opener in a stadium with 25,000 fans. They reversed it. It's going to be an empty stadium now. So 2 days ago, 3 days ago, last week, it was going to be 25 fans, no tailgating, all of that. The athletic director, Jamie Pollard, said that the reversal was handed down by Iowa State President Wendy Winterstein after she received feedback from the community. They didn't want it. They didn't want to take the chance that somebody wouldn't be wearing the mask, wouldn't be following whatever they were supposed to do as far as monitoring the situation, and it was too risky. So no dice. They're still going to monitor the situation, but they're not going to allow fans. Now, there is a game October 3rd, and maybe fans will be able to come in then. But as of now, no. If they had done the 25%, it would have been, and I checked on this, 41% of that stadium's capacity. And, of course, Iowa has seen the number of cases skyrocket in the last couple of weeks. So how about that? Didn't happen. And I was surprised, when I got that information. All right, this isn't a surprise to me. Sturgis, I get it. It's supposed to be incredible. If you are a rider of a hog, if you're a motorcycle fan, this is the place to be year in and year out. But the first COVID-19 death has been linked to the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, and it was reported in Minnesota. It's a biker in his 60s, and he's one of about 260 infections traced back to that event last month where people weren't wearing masks. A lot of people weren't. Not everyone, there were some, but with the kind of crowd they had, most were not doing it, feeling like, okay, we're on our bikes, we're separated enough, and then when we're not separated, we feel fine. That was on your mind because I got a couple of emails about that. We're going to shoot down to the mailroom and check that out coming up on the flip side.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's pick up the mail, man.
All right, let's just say that I got a lot of emails about the situation in Iowa, about the first game and what was Iowa State thinking, and because I had emphasized it so much. So I got this one from Doug, actually in Ottumwa. He said, Kate, those people are idiots. How can an athletic director think that it's okay to fill up less than 50%, but close enough to 50% of a stadium with the very age group that has not been responsible during this COVID crisis? That is just asinine, if you ask me, my friend. Well, don't worry, Doug. You don't have to sweat it, or anyone else that sent me an email about it, because it's not happening. They reversed that. I just talked about it. And I think for the reasons that I mentioned, take that risk and talk about getting more than a black eye. Absolutely. I mentioned Sturgis and the fact that they've got their first death traced to the motorcycle rally. There are other things that are brewing as far as COVID-19 is concerned, including something else that we've talked about. And this is a fair or foul. We're going to do an unofficial poll on this. And I've also said this once before, but the vaccine and the science behind the vaccine. Now there's reports that, yep, vaccine's going to be here by November 1st. But is that a vaccine that really is vetted by the FDA? Well, how could you put it on the market if it's not completely vetted? If it's not ready? The CDC is saying it. The CDC is saying, yeah, be ready to roll up your sleeves by November. Because this could really, really help a lot of people, legitimately, and it's going to be ready. Wow. Even Dr. Anthony Fauci is saying, you remember, he's the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and he's saying that he's confident that the experts making the call on a vaccine wouldn't be swayed by political pressure with Election Day approaching, because November, October, that's what, you know, flip a coin, getting close, and it's significant if this happens. It's incredibly significant. It's about what are they seeing with the massive amount of people that they're testing, and who would be the first to get it? Of course, frontline healthcare workers, paramedics, firefighters, police, because they're at the high risk end of the spectrum of contracting, you know, the virus. So that's who's gonna go first, just in case you were wondering. As we look at the numbers, and I just gave you an overall number, the U.S., I said, had, you know, over 6 million cases and over 184,000 deaths, and what I was talking about globally. New case records set in Iowa, that's why the concern there, Minnesota, South Dakota, West Virginia, that's what's happening earlier this week, just a day before Hopkins, they go through the data and then they crunch it. And I've got this email from Terry, who says, Kate, are you watching what they're saying at the Coronavirus Resource Center at Hopkins? Because they're breaking down now how many people, the recoveries, of course, and how many people are now in these hot zones all over the world. But in the United States, of course, some of what we're seeing, too, as well, and how that is shifting. Yeah, they have a, if you're curious about it, you can just go to John Hopkins. They've got a website where it lists the cases, and not individually, by the way, but it lists the other countries, Brazil, and how many they have, how many cases, and they've got almost 4 million cases. So they're right on our heels. India, with the massive population they have, they're close to Brazil, 200,000 less, I think, than Brazil. And then you look at some other places like Russia. You know, nobody's talking about Russia. And it's because we've had enough of Russia with elections and meddling and conversations about that. Well, slightly over a million for Russia. Slightly over it. And, you know, one of the takes about this whole thing is, well, what about the tests? And what are the tests showing? And isn't that why some of the numbers are shooting up? I mean, listen, to me, the most manipulated statistics of all right now, it's a toss-up. Is it the political polls straight up for president, or is it anything to do with coronavirus of any sort, of COVID-19, all of that? Oh, that's the most manipulated, right? And then we keep hearing, go by the science and look at the science, but the science is also getting manipulated. You can fact check this stuff to death. I think when you look at John Hopkins, they are just giving you the stats. All right, so let's jump to this one. This one comes to us from Laura, and Laura says, Kate, you know what I have to tell you? I don't know about you. I like me a good conspiracy theory sometimes, but there are a few that I'm just sick and tired of hearing, and to be honest, just trying to stomp out for my friends who consistently bring them up to me. One of them is something you talked about and how his doctor denied it and said it wasn't true, that the president had a series of mini strokes, and that's why he was at Walter Reed Medical Center in November. And that is fake. That's fake news. Why would a doctor completely lie about that? And you'd have to have so many people that would cover that up. I don't think you could cover up mini strokes. Do you? No, I think that would be tough to cover up, because there are people that would want to have it out there, as many people that would want to not have it out there. And I think, yes, I think it would be very, very tough, especially when you're talking about Walter Reed. I don't care what anyone says. There's no complete lockdown. I think it would be very tough for that. Absolutely. I mean, you're right. There is a slew of them. You know, there's even one floating around about Biden, that he's taking enhancement drugs. And that's, you know, he's Joe in the basement taking enhancement drugs. And I don't know, just seems crazy to me, right? If anything, at these ages that they are, that's the last thing you're trying to do. I mean, you are just so trying to play it right down the middle, right? Instability, health scares, no way. I mean, because you're talking about two men, because it's down to this. Either we reelect this current president, President Trump, or you get Joe Biden. They're in their 70s. And Joe, of course, is a few years older than Trump, but they're in that same ballpark to me. So the last thing that they want to touch is anything related to that. Unless it's about their opponent, then that's a whole different story. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Big Al. And Big Al says, Katie girl, I love it when you talk about the man cave. Bring back the man cave. I haven't heard it lately. Did you happen to catch what happened with Fear the Beard? I know you're a big fan of his. In the last game that nailed a game 7, I think it was pretty amazing to watch what the Houston Rockets guard has done, and I'm wondering if you feel the same way. Well, yeah, of course, absolutely. You know what? A lot of people aren't talking about it. I don't even actually know what the ratings are because now we're still in that bubble in Orlando. No fans, that whole thing. Applause, applause, applause for the commissioner because I think they seem to be doing it right. That's what I think. And that's why we're not hearing about a ton of cases. There were some cases heading into it. There were some people that decided that they weren't going to play, and that was fine. But what did James Harden do that was so spectacular? I mean, he sealed the deal. So Houston won the series, that's what you left out, over the Thunder, sorry for all my Oklahoma City fans, 104-102, and Harden, you know, basically the potential, he had the potential game-winning block that was off of his fingertips, so he secured that. He's amazing is what he is. All right, you can send me your thoughts on anything as you see, from coronavirus to the man cave to anything in between, including conspiracy theories. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Big announcement. I'm doing a telethon over the weekend for a very good cause. Got the deets next.
Oh, don't you know me? I'm the good.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow reminds everyone,
American economy is very resilient, and I will say this, President Trump is not going to raise taxes, and I do not understand why the other team continues to talk about a $4 trillion tax hike. It makes no sense to me coming out of this pandemic.
White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Deborah Birx is urging Americans to be careful over the Labor Day weekend. Dr. Birx urging everyone to wear a mask if you can't socially distance. This is USA Radio News. Over $8 million has been given in federal assistance to Hurricane Laura victims in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards saying 80,000 people or so have registered for help after the storm blew through the area almost a week ago. John David Wells, host of the Wells Report, heard on many of these same USA Radio Network stations, traveled to Louisiana and talks about how the people are doing in their state.
Well, everybody's shaken. Imagine the worst thunderstorm you can think of.
Right.
And then multiply it by 5 or 10. Laura came to the coast of Louisiana and Texas with 150-mile-an-hour wind.
One of the nation's top infectious disease experts says it's possible there will be a coronavirus vaccine before the November election. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying he will not be satisfied until there is a safe and effective vaccine, and that will likely happen closer to the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
About this. So hold your applause, hold your applause. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us again on our show here. I'll tell you what, abusing kids and anything to do with abuse of kids just makes me furious. And I have done over the years lots of work with different charities on that, and one of them is the Shaken Baby Alliance. Probably 2 decades ago when I started, I did a bunch of charity things, and now I'm coming back around to that again, and they're doing a virtual telethon on Saturday, and I will be doing an hour segment from 11 to noon, so 11 to noon Central, noon to 1, obviously, East Coast time, depending on where you live. You know, just go from there. But it's called We Love Kids Virtual Telethon. And if you go to welovekidstelethon.com, all the deets will be there. I mean, they just do a great job. They provide support for victim families and professionals and the prevention of child abuse. And really, they get justice for those innocent victims. And to me, knowing what they do and seeing it almost being launched from the ground up, and what their founder has done is again, just absolutely amazing in trying to raise awareness and help as many people as, you know, as possible. I mean, why do they do that? You know, what are they doing? And, you know, some of the numbers of child abuse and neglect in the state of Texas, pretty high in so many other places, too, and head injuries, including shaken baby syndrome and abusive head trauma, are the leading cause of death and disability in children under the age of 5. And, gosh, just absolutely awful. So Bonnie Armstrong has been recognized as a hero during the pandemic for what she's trying to do. And she adopted, actually, as her own daughter, her niece, because they had that situation. And this is kind of what led her down this path of starting this organization. And they do just amazing things and train people to really see what's happening. And they help victims, and they're there for them and follow them all the way through, so they just don't get dropped off at the curb, so to speak. And I'm happy, happy and honored to do anything I can to help them. So please check it out, no matter where you're listening to me, because this is an organization that is lobbying and helping so many people across the country. If you go to WeLoveKidsTelethon.com, WeLoveKidsTelethon.com, you can catch me. It'll be streaming on Facebook and YouTube and other areas, and if you go there, it'll show you that, and it'll tell you more about the group. So there you go. It is Labor Day weekend coming up. Can you believe it? I mean, holidays or anything celebratory just feels so different, doesn't it? Because you are in your castle, no matter how big or small or whatever it is, doesn't matter. But that's where you are. And if you were like, well, I'm going to take a load off, I'm going to hang around the house. Ah, you've been hanging around the house, so that's just perfect. But in all seriousness, I still think there is a mindset if you have an extra day off, or if you work because you get paid double overtime or time and a half or whatever it is. And it does mean if you put yourself in that mindset, you'll still feel like you're having the holiday, although it may be a staycation, or it might be, you know, social distancing with some of the friends in the backyard. Although some places are opening up more, and a lot of people are trying out that patio thing, and the patio option, if it's done right, seems to be working for people when they go out. And it seems as though a lot of the restaurants are taking really pretty good precautions, at least that I've seen in my neighborhood and in some others, if they're doing that. Hey, coming up to close out the show, we're going to have a conversation with Lori Unser. Yes, the Unser family. They have yet another driver in the family. And I think I've talked about, interviewing both Al's. And I told her too as well, Lori Unser, and you'll hear, it's interesting. I was one of those people that was kind of a late convert to the game, because I used to think, auto racing, it's fast cars. I like fast cars, but really, and then I was invited to be in the pits and see what really happens, and I was hooked. Oh, I was hooked. So, this is pretty interesting, to see what this young woman is doing racing wise. And her grandfather is Jerry Unser Jr., and he was the first Unser to race at the Indy 500, and he died at 26 before a crash in 1959. So you forget that, and then you look at the generations. Al Unser Jr., Bobby, you know, Jerry's brothers Al and Bobby, and then Al Unser Jr., and the wins that they have amassed. So now here is, you know, yet another Unser, and she really just kind of did it on her own. So we'll chat with her. It is National Tire Safety Week, and ironically, I just had to get some new tires because the tire pressure was awful. So how often do you check your tires? It is kind of a good reminder. It is a great reminder of that. But that's coming up in our next segment. I like to call this odds and ends. So odds and ends are, there are a lot of things happening in the world, believe it or not, that have to do with COVID, and some that don't have to do with COVID. Here's one of them. This could be a mic drop moment. Only in America, although I guess it could happen anywhere else. There's some controversy in LAX, the airport there, because there was a guy with a jetpack who decided, I guess he was Iron Man, and he took off and he flew very close to the planes, and they caught him. They're like, there's a guy with a jetpack on. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? It's a guy with a jetpack on. So the Federal Aviation Administration confirmed that two flight crews reported seeing what was somebody in a jetpack as they were getting closer to LAX. And they're looking in to try to figure out what happened. And it's the craziest thing to hear the communication, because what you heard the pilot say is, "Tower, American 1997, we just passed a guy in a jetpack." And then a person in the tower asked whether the jetpack flyer was on his right or left. And he said, "Off the left side, maybe 300 yards or so, about our altitude." So, another pilot corroborated that and said, "We just saw a guy passing by us in a jetpack." So imagine the tower. And the, what the tower did was they warned an incoming JetBlue pilot that someone in a jetpack is flying around and might be nearby. And you know, so these are there. I mean, they exist. And they're, these jetpacks, this person was like 3,000 feet up, and it's, and they can operate at this high altitude. They can, their operating ceiling is like 15,000 feet. They've got a fuel tank and a parachute, and you know, it, I mean, almost like Batman. It almost, they almost look like Batman in some of the jetpacks, or Iron Man is, I guess, the better way to compare. But this was truly, this happened. And they're trying to find the person. But good luck trying to find that person. Or they must be having a good laugh somewhere is all I can think of, right? That, hey, you know, they purposely were out there. And if they're going to fly in the flight path at LAX, that's pretty dicey. So just taking your chance that, man, I can see the plane, so I can get out of the way. And, you know, there you go. All right, we've got a hurricane brewing, and this one is Nana, strengthening into the fifth hurricane of our season, of our Atlantic 2020 season that just keeps on giving, right? And it's off the coast of Honduras, and it's pretty much headed for Central America, really for Belize. So in Belize, they know they've been a target before. They're just stocking up on everything, whether it's food or water or whatever, the sandbags, just doing whatever they could. So they do the same thing. The hardware stores are jammed. People are boarding up windows, and that's what happens. So this is the fifth one, and they're saying dangerous storm surge, heavy rain, flash flooding, all the things that we've heard. Great risk to lives, property, you know, the whole thing. So they're just warning as many people as possible. And this path is following Laura and Marco, too. And, you know, we've had 15 tropical storms. And, boy, no word on whether they should be concerned in the U.S. and some of the areas where it could possibly land, but the belief is this isn't coming in the direction that this one is turning out. Because boy, when you see the damage to Lake Charles now, the aftermath of the hurricane, oh boy, the roofs off houses torn in half, houses smashed to smithereens. It is crazy what people could barely salvage to try to rebuild. It looks like a very different city. All right, we're talking to Ms. Unser next about the National Safety Tire Week and other things as well related to racing.
Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
All right, there's no question about it. I am such a huge fan of anything that goes fast, and especially when we're talking about going and watching my favorite sport, which is any form of race car driving. So it's really exciting to have 21-year-old Lonnie Unser on with us. And you've heard that name before, Unser. And it's nothing but upside for this young woman, and it's a perfect time to talk about National Tire Safety Week, thanks to Cooper Tires. So, Lonnie, we appreciate you coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be talking to a fellow race fan.
Oh, I'm a huge race fan. You know, I have to be honest, I used to poo-poo it and say, oh, that's just a bunch of turns. That's until I went down to the track, and then I completely became a crazy fan, went in the pits, the whole thing. So you grew up that way, and before we dive into National Safety Week, what was it like growing up for you around this racing dynasty? It's just in your blood, right?
Oh, it was so cool. I've been around the track before I could remember, honestly. I remember my dad picking me up and putting me in his Indy car, and at the age of 2, I can honestly remember thinking it was the coolest thing in the world. So it's just really been a cool thing to be a part of, and I'm honored to be a part of the Unser family.
Yeah, so as far as racing is concerned, did you say to your dad, hey, I want to do this too, and then you kind of started out that way?
Sort of. So unlike most, I didn't grow up go-karting or anything like that. I grew up in a small town in Idaho, which I wasn't allowed to race cars at that time because there were no tracks that were very close. But when I was a senior in high school, my dad came to me and said, hey, Lonnie, would you like to go to this driving school? I was able to do it when I was your age, so I want to give you the same opportunity. And I, of course, said yes, because I had grown up, you know, on ski trips or whatever, going to the go-kart track. So, of course, I wanted to do that. And I remember that night of the driving school, my dad and I were sitting at dinner, and I was like, Dad, is there any way we can make this happen. And, you know, he started thinking, and then before we knew it, we had put together a race program in Colorado where I went to college. And it just kind of started from there.
Wow. Very, very cool. All right, so let's talk about National Tire Safety Week. And for people listening, they're thinking, National Tire Safety Week. And it's funny because we just got new tires. So why is that important, especially now?
You know, a study done by Cooper Tire showed that 44% of Americans are more likely to take road trips. So that just means it's more important now than ever to be looking after our tires. And there are three key things that I want everybody to know about and everybody to do. And they're actually really easy, and they only take a couple minutes. And first, that's checking your tire pressure. And I always keep a tire pressure gauge in my glove box at all times, so I can check it monthly or before any big road trip. And second, I always check the tread depth. And that's to avoid things like hydroplaning, and it can help your stopping distance and just the overall control of your car. And I have a penny in my car to check that. And I do that by putting the penny upside down in the groove of the tire. And if Lincoln's head is covered, that means you're good to go. But if his head is completely showing, it's a good indication that it's time to change your tires. And then third, checking the overall condition of your tires. So looking for anything like nails or cuts, bulges, whatever it may be that looks out of the ordinary is an indication that, again, you want to get it checked out. And that can help prevent things like tire failure.
Yeah. And again, this couldn't be more timely because what you said about the penny is so true. That's the best way to do that. I did just get tires because I failed, Lonnie, I failed my inspection.
Oh, no.
Yes, because my tire pressure, because I wasn't doing the things you said. And now it's, again, so perfect to have you on. Thanks to Cooper Tires, because I'm going to be doing that from now on. No question about that. What about younger people who are listening and some couple of tips to throw to them about being safe on the road, especially because so many people are traveling with COVID-19. They're taking more road trips, and younger people too.
Right. I'm so lucky that I've been able to build these habits from when I started driving. And it's honestly never too late to start checking these three things. And then beyond that, you know, I always recommend don't try to avoid stopping quickly or starting quickly, or always try to avoid potholes and curbs and things like that. That'll prolong the wear and tear of your tires, and it'll also keep you safer on the road.
Yep, great advice. All right, one last thing. What are you doing now? I mean, how do you keep yourself in driving shape with the you know, the situation that we're in? And of course, cars are running. So what's next for you?
Yeah, I'm actually headed to Virginia this weekend for a race that I'm really excited about. And then beyond that, you know, just climbing the ranks. And I'd hopefully one day like to be in the top level of sports car racing.
Nice. All right, we're going to be watching for you. Promise me you'll come back on. Just a terrific conversation. Go to CooperTire.com, too, for more information. Thanks, Lonnie, and good luck.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much. That was great talking to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, she'll be fun to watch. I think she's got a good head on her shoulders, and she kind of had a fight to get that right to become the professional driver as she went to the University of Colorado, and her parents at first were about that, and then she won them over. And of course, it's interesting about tires, especially I just had taken that short road trip and then found out that I had to have tires. That penny trick is really the trick. With 44% of Americans saying they're taking more road trips because of the coronavirus, well, of course, the thing you have to have is what? The car that works. You got to check the tires, especially heading into the winter for some of us, depending on what the winter is like. All right, with a few minutes left until we wrap this hour of the show, some parting shots or thoughts. And I'll tell you, one of them is we started off with Nancy Pelosi demanding actually now an apology because she's saying she was set up. But I can't back the Speaker of the House for that because it was just dumb. You got to wear, if you're telling everyone to wear a mask, why do you think you go into the hair salon? Oh, it's perfectly safe, and not pay attention to what's happening in your own backyard. And then if the people around you aren't informing you of that, and that's what you have them there for, that's a problem in your own house. So she blew it there, and I don't think there's no apology necessary. She served it up for anyone to just take a shot at her. And the way things move now, that'll go away in however many days. But it is definitely something that could bubble back here and there, because how do you say, wear a mask, if you're not doing it? And one of the things that we know about politics is what? You gotta have money. You gotta have money to run. You gotta have money to make the wheels squeak. And Joe Biden pulled in $365 million apparently in August, $1.5 million in new donors. So are the new donors new voters? If you look at what happens in this election and you compare it to what happened with Hillary Clinton, and I'm just saying the numbers the way you were, the scenarios are she didn't get the majority of the white working class vote. Donald Trump did, and that helped in swing states. So does he change that? You can see with the commercials, they're talking about his working class side and where he grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Does that work with the voters? Younger voters didn't turn out in big numbers the way they did for Barack Obama. Will they turn out in this election? That's another big mystery question mark. And then speaking of turning out, it's also about those mail-in ballots and the conversation about the post office that we constantly have. And I've said this, and I'll stick at this, I don't think we have a winner on election night. I don't think that we have an announcement. I really, really don't. It doesn't feel like that to me, because it feels like there's too much of a push and pull on the whole idea of the mail-in ballots and what's counting and how close it could be, or maybe it's not. I mean, if it's not close and polls are wrong, well, then all bets are off and there will be a winner, but it just does not feel like it to me. It feels like this is something that we're going to be talking about for a couple of days afterwards, right? All right, music means hats off to Tom Seaver. He was truly a hero, legend for the Mets, and I luckily in my lifetime had a chance to meet Tom. Terrific, heck of an arm, before my time, but I've seen the footage. Pitcher for the Mets during the 1968 season. He's very, very popular, without a doubt. And he has left the planet. So rip to Tom Seaver at the age of 72. Make it count, everybody. This is the Rat Race. Rat Race. Rat Race. Summer lobster. Summer bossed. Summer jackstrap. Oh, what the rat race, yeah. Rat race. Summer gorgon, summer hooligan.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.